Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. All right, I'm going to talk about several things today. One of them is the anniversary for the closing of the gold window by Richard Nixon back August 15th, 1971. The 50th anniversary was last year. I think we touched on it, but I found a really interesting audio I want to play for you today on the, we're just days past now, the 51st anniversary of the closing of the gold window and what it has meant for America and where we are going in relation to inflation. We'll get into a lot of this. By the way, I saw a very interesting article today, the Wall Street Journal. Americans spent more time streaming than watching cable TV in July. That's a first. Americans spent more time streaming than watching cable TV in July. That's a first. A reason that caught my eye is because, as I've told you the story, in June of 2006, I sat down in my office and I mapped out building WVW Broadcast Network with television and streaming. At the time, you could barely put up a video that was more than a couple minutes without it buffering, a little circle, because so many people were still on dial-up. And I remember thinking, won't it be amazing when the country gets off dial-up and goes to high-speed internet, cable, high-speed internet. And that was not the case in June of 2006. So I began to lay out the foundation for that and build our first Roku channel pretty quick after that. And my IT guy didn't even know what a Roku channel was. Now everybody does, right? Now they're built into a lot of the televisions. So this is really interesting because June of 2006, I knew this was coming. I saw this trend and started building WVW Broadcast Network. I already had Worldview Weekends. I was already working with VCY America and their terrestrial stations. But I saw this is going to be a real market, and I knew with iPhones, iPads, and things that were going to get bigger and come along, that would be quite something. Here we are. And so now we have this summer, July 2021, first time ever, Americans spending more time streaming than watching cable television. You know, people thought, oh, you're not really a real broadcaster if you have a streaming show. Well, that's what they said about cable. Remember when cable started? Oh, those guys aren't real broadcasters. They're wannabes. They're on cable because you weren't on regular, you know, terrestrial television. And people on terrestrial television mocked the guys that were on cable TV. Well, then cable television took off, and everybody wanted to be on a cable show and host a cable show. Then they mocked the people that were doing live streaming and starting their own networks. Well, now that's beating cable television, and lots of people, big names, have dumped their contracts. Michael Savage, he walked away. He walked away and started his own thing, his own podcast, his own subscription-based. And I guess he's just tearing it up, Michael Savage, 80-something years old. And that's true with so many of the guys that are out there. Not that I listen to some of these people like Joe Rogan and a few others, but I know their numbers. I see their numbers, and I see what they're doing and the amount of millions and millions and millions of dollars they're making streaming their own programming. And what it has done is it has leveled the playing field, whereas it used to be big corporate media. And you see, that's why they're so big on censorship now. This is why they're so big on the censorship, because they can no longer control the narrative. Shows like ours, shows like Brandon House Live that I do every night, shows like this, the Worldview Worldview Radio, which is, of course, obviously on the 60 stations, terrestrial stations of VCY, and on television. We're reaching millions of people. Wayne Allen Root was on my show the other night and said that in his 40 years, he'd said this previously, I think I reported it to you, but he actually came on my show, and he said, this is the first time I've been back on your show, Brandon, since I wrote about it and spoke about it, and so I'll say it here. In my 40 years, he said, of being a host on radio and television, being a guest or a host, in 40 years, he said, I have never received the response I received when I came on your broadcast. He talked about receiving over, 5,000 emails requesting his report on coronavirus. He said he has not received that kind of response when he's appeared on Fox News or other shows that are supposedly, you know, the biggest in the nation. Now, I didn't know that because, again, I don't cater to a big audience. I cater to people interested in the truth. And if it's a big audience, great. If it's not, it doesn't matter. It's not a big audience, small audience, medium-sized audience. Is it going to change who I am and what I do? It's just that's, you know, this is just who I am and what I do and what I talk about. Numbers don't really mean a lot to me. I'm glad to have an audience of a legitimate size, but that's not how we decide success here. We don't cater to what's going to give us a big audience. In fact, years ago, I said to my wife, I would prefer an educated audience over the biggest audience. An educated audience over the biggest audience. Because educated people, and I don't mean necessarily with degrees, I don't mean that. I mean educated as in people that have knowledge, wisdom. An educated audience, you're actually talking to people that can then go do something. You're actually talking to people that can accomplish something. So you can give them the information and they can actually go and do something with it, be it an influence at their church, in their community, town council, at the state level, the national level. I mean, if you're going to get on TV or radio every day just to entertain people, well, I'm not interested in that. But if you're trying to be on television or radio to inform people, to equip people, to educate people, then you want to have an informed audience, an educated and informed and discerning audience. That doesn't mean the biggest audience. Hey, we see what some of the biggest audiences out there have been, right? Howard Stern and all these kind of shows. So having a big audience doesn't mean anything. You can attract a lot of pigs to slop. You can attract a lot of pigs to slop. You can attract a lot of crows to roadkill. You can attract a lot of crows to roadkill. But are you interested in offering up slop? Are you interested in catering to crows? Or do you want to cater to eagles? I always wanted to cater to eagles because I knew the eagles could actually accomplish something. Eagles run with eagles. Eagles fly with eagles. They don't fly with crows. And if you want to influence people, make a difference, and then you cater to a educated, discerning, knowledgeable, wise audience who, like the host, wants to learn. And we've said it here so for so many years. We've learned a lot together. The host didn't know me, didn't know about these topics until I chose to research them and then bring them to you. And then we open the phone lines up. What happens? You add to that knowledge base because many of you maybe knew more about the topic than the host did. So we have learned together, and we're learning how to influence others. We're also learning how to prepare ourselves individually and corporately for what's coming. And that's what we seek to do, you know, to understand the times and know how God would have us to respond. So I think this is great news today that Americans spent more time in the month of July 2022 streaming than watching TV cable. Because, again, it shows us that any of us, any of you that wants to get into the business of speaking and telling truth, you can do it. You don't have to have a multi-billion dollar corporation that says, yes, you have permission. And this, of course, again, is what has really, really upset the elite. The alternative media drives them nuts. And that's why they'll continue to come after that with internet regulations and other things they can do to try to control the narrative. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're involved in, an information war. You look at what's happening, what people are saying and talking about when it comes to the 87,000 IRS agents. That's everywhere. Look at what we've been able to accomplish just talking about the issue of COVID, the COVID plandemic. Remember, we started talking about the Wuhan Institute, and early on, I was saying I'm very suspicious it probably came out of there. This has got bioweapon. And if you go back and listen to those shows archived on our site in early 2020, I was taking it dead seriously because I'd read enough about, you know, the Chinese bioweapon, chemical weapon program to know that they want to hit America. The 1999 unrestricted warfare document by two Chinese communist colonels told me enough that, man alive, I'm not fooling around with this thing until I find out exactly what it is. And I took it seriously, and I still take it seriously because it did a whopper on me. I've told you what happened to me after having it so badly, and I think I picked it up from someone who came directly from China right into my studio in February of 2020. 3 days later, sick as a dog, and what it did to my short-term memory and what it's done to other people. So this is a bioweapon. It's serious. And then along comes the shot. And by the way, when we were saying it was in the – we thought it came from the Wuhan lab, I remember being on the air – and saying on the air, with TV was muted, look, Fox News is saying if you say it came from the Wuhan laboratory, you're involved in conspiracy theories. Really, Fox? Well, no one says that much today. We all know it probably came from there, right? So, again, we were ahead of the corporate media on that one because we're not bought and paid for. But we were able to inform people. Then comes the COVID shot, and what do we say? I wouldn't take that thing. Rolling that thing out that fast? I wouldn't take that thing. And we're interviewing Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all these people we were interviewing saying, hey, look, this is what's probably going to happen from this shot. You know, pretty much everything they said was going to happen has happened. And now we have people that are dying left and right. Almost every night on my new show, The Worldview Report, I read about some healthy young person that's died in their sleep or fallen over dead. It's just nonstop. It's literally every week, one or two people that are, you know, national figures or a young person who wasn't a national figure, but the fact that they're 17 or 18 and were in such great health, die of heart attacks or in their sleep. But again, we were telling you this. See, the corporate media and the power elite can't have this growing alternative media. So watch with me as we warn about what they're going to have to do, because they are losing the narrative. They're losing control. And this is an information operation. This is brainwashing. So that's great news. That's great news, this report from Wall Street Journal. All right. Now, I want to go to a clip by Peter Schiff. I'll start it right when we come back from the break. Peter Schiff, many of you know, he's a guy that's been telling everybody about what's happening financially, and he's a gold guy. He's a gold bug. He's pro gold, which I'm pro gold. I mean, go look at the price of gold in 1993, 1990, 2000, 2010, and watch where we're at today. You know, what was it during the Bush years? $250, and now we're what, around $1,900, 18 something. I'll look it up during the break. But, and that's with massive manipulation going on. Same thing with housing. Go look at what a house cost in 1990 and look what it costs today. Right? These are hard assets. Gold, silver, land, cattle. Well, some people are like, well, I can't afford to go out and buy another house, nor do I want one. Okay, so you have to say, well, what other hard asset could I have that could be a hedge against inflation and the debasement of the dollar? Well, gold and silver. But whether you're interested in any of that or not, you are interested in what it cost you to get groceries, right? What it cost you to repair your car. Well, You have to understand the debasement of the U.S. dollar. That means going back to when Nixon closed the gold window. Then we're going to get to, well, some of the power elite are now openly telling you about your carbon wallet. Oh, you got to hear about all this. It's moving so fast. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available. And just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people. Filled up last year in 2021 and 2022. Is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman. Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, website worldviewradio.com. Worldviewradio.com. All right, so 51 years ago this week, 51 years ago on the 15th of August, which is 3 days ago, 51 years ago this week, Nixon closed the gold window, 1971, 51 years ago. Let's talk about what that means. I found a good little audio the other day from Peter Schiff. He's gonna say 50 years ago, but understand this is a year old. His recording's a year old, so it's really 51 years ago. But I want you to listen to this, because this is very, very important. Listen to this.
50 years ago today, on a Sunday evening, when most of the world's financial markets were closed, then-President Richard Nixon interrupted the NBC hit TV Western Bonanza to inform the world that 184 years after the founding fathers put America on a gold standard, that he was taking it off, at least temporarily. That's what he said, anyway. On that night, Nixon declared that foreign holders of U.S. Federal Reserve notes, popularly known as U.S. dollars, could no longer be redeemed in gold. In fact, up until 1933, the U.S. dollar was legally defined as a specific weight of gold. So Federal Reserve notes were not technically dollars themselves. They were obligations of the Federal Reserve to pay dollars. But in 1933, during the Great Depression, FDR suspended the convertibility of Federal Reserve notes into dollars, magically transforming obligations to pay dollars into dollars themselves, except these new dollars were made of paper rather than gold. However, up until August 15th of 1971, at least foreign governments that held those paper dollars in reserve could still redeem them for physical gold. So those paper dollars still sat on the books of the Federal Reserve as liabilities. Alternatively, those paper dollars were still assets to foreign central banks as they could be redeemed on demand in physical gold. Foreign central banks held dollars instead of gold based solely on the Federal Reserve's promise to redeem them in gold. In other words, the dollar was no longer made of gold, but it was as good as gold. But when Nixon broke the promise to pay gold, the U.S. effectively defaulted on Federal Reserve notes. And foreign governments that held those notes expecting to be paid gold were told they would be paid nothing. Now, when Nixon made this announcement, he actually sold it to the public as a positive step forward. But in reality, it was a massive leap backwards. I even hesitate to refer to today as a 50-year anniversary, as the term anniversary generally denotes something positive, you know, like a wedding. We don't want to honor this day. We want to remember it the way we remember Pearl Harbor, except it was the U.S. government that bombed its own people with fiat money. It was honest money that kept Americans free by placing fiscal restraints on the federal government. The inability to create dollars without gold backing them up was a powerful check on the growth of government. It limited government's ability to spend, and more importantly, its ability to go into debt.
Now, all right, let's just stop right there for a minute. That is such a crucial point. Many, many people will say, how did we get where we are today? Well, he just explained one of the ways. One of the ways we got where we are today is that the government was able to grow so large. It was able to grow so large because it could just print money. Now, that doesn't mean there wasn't some money expansion going on before 1971. There was. But if you go look at the charts, it was nothing compared to what happened when Nixon closed the gold window. It's like a rocket ship. This is one of the key ways the government has been able to grow so large, and the one way they're going to be able to pay for 87,000 IRS agents, which, by the way, I'll show you in just a minute. I was on the phone today with my tax attorney and accountant because they're always asking me for something. They're always asking for this, that, this report, that report, this statement, that statement, because it's constant. I mean, any of you that are, operating companies and businesses know what I mean, right? It's just constant red tape. And I said to them, because it's the first time I had a chance to talk to them since all this came out, what do you make of these 87,000 IRS agents? And the response was, I don't think this is so they can go after the rich. I think this is going to be so they can go after those people that are making $75,000 a year or below. And it's people that are doing their own taxes over their kitchen table, and they can't afford tax attorneys. They can't afford or don't want to afford, in many cases can't afford, to pay a tax attorney to do their taxes. Now, you can hire a CPA. You can hire a tax attorney. Very common. I use both a CPA and a tax attorney because being who I am, I'm obviously a target. So I want a CPA plus a tax attorney. And so my tax attorney and my CPA work in concert together. Well, from what I'm hearing from my tax attorney and accountant and what I'm hearing from other people is they're going to be going after people that they think they can railroad really fast who are doing all their taxes themselves. In fact, there's an article over at the Free Thought Project. In response to the record inflation facing Americans currently thanks to massive and irresponsible printing of money. Wait a minute. Notice how this article immediately in the first sentence hooks up and fits with what I was just talking about with Peter Schiff here. How did we get to this point? irresponsible printing of money. Most Americans have no idea what I'm talking about today. Most Americans have no idea because we have stopped teaching history. We have stopped teaching facts. The revolution in education is that we don't teach very many facts anymore. We teach a lot of effective objectives, attitudes, feelings, and beliefs. We don't teach a lot of facts any longer. We don't teach history. We teach social studies. Social studies. Instead of history. Every American should know about the day that Nixon closed the gold window, saying it was only temporary, and it still closed 51 years later. This allowed for this massive expansion of money printing, which allowed for the massive size of the government. And most Americans, when they're someone would ask, well, how did the government get so large? They would never equate it with Nixon closing the gold window. Most of them don't even know what that's about. I mean, I talk to Americans that are my age. I'm 53. I talk to Americans that are my age, and I ask them, hey, have you ever heard of Jeremiah Denton? Have you ever heard of the Hanoi Hilton? Did you know that we had POWs during the Korean War that were held for 6 years, 6.5 years, almost 8 years? Do you know why they were being held? Do you know what happened to them? They know nothing about this history. Now, I thankfully was raised in a home where my parents worked really hard to make sure our kids and our family knew about these things. And actually, it was not uncommon. We would be brought in front of the television and say, hey, watch this, because one day you'll be thankful you were sitting in front of the television watching some of this. I can remember that being said when Nixon resigned. Come and sit in front of the TV, watch this. One day you'll be thankful you sat here and watched this because you'll remember this historical moment. Watch it. I was a pretty young little guy in 19, what year did he resign? 73, whatever it was. I remember sitting in front of the TV watching some of the men come home from Vietnam. Again, pretty young guy. I think 4. I remember, believe it or not, I remember sitting in front of the television watching Aloha from Hawaii. It was the first satellite broadcast. Elvis Presley. I remember sitting there. That was, well, you, go look that up, Logan. What year was that? Look that up for me. Tell me. That was like 73, wasn't it? I had to be like 4 years old, but I clearly remember sitting there watching some of that. What year did Elvis do Aloha from Hawaii? It was the first syndicated satellite produced nationwide, internationally satellite distributed live program like that. So the point is this. I was raised in a home where I watched these kind of, it was 73. So I was born in 69. What year was it? What it was the summertime, wasn't it? Was it August? See, I was born April 69. Yeah, so I'd have been 4 years old in there. So yeah, I have memories from being 4, watching things on TV. January? Was it January? Wow. I don't know. Do the math on that. I may not even been 4 years old yet. April 69 to January 73. Almost 4, right? But the point is, I was raised in a home where these kind of historic, living in the Washington, D.C. area, starting in about 73, then these historical things were going on around us. So I was raised in a home where I was dragged in front of the TV and told to watch, like Nixon resigning, you got to watch this. I'm thinking to myself as a kid, what? Why do I want to watch this? Because one day when you're older, you'll be glad you sat and watched this. And I am. Most people's parents didn't do that. Most people, unfortunately, have not been given an education. And so when I talk to them about Vietnam, POWs held for 6.5 years, Hanoi Hilton, they have no clue what I'm talking about. I recently gave this little history lesson to some folks in their 50s, and they said, that's absolutely fascinating. I never knew that. Why don't they know that? Because that's not the goal of education today. To teach about patriotic men that basically told the communists, didn't basically, they told the communists, I'm not going to give you anything. Make them torture them. Make the communists torture them in unspeakable ways before they would even give them a false biography, a set of statements. They wouldn't even give them the false stuff until they made them torture them for it so that they would think that what they were saying was really true. Where do you hear about those kind of men anymore? These people should all be known. But no, we don't know about them. The parents don't know about them. You think the kids know about them? No. So you think they know anything about closing of the gold window? No. So going back to the article, in response to the record inflation facing Americans currently, thanks to the massive irresponsible printing of money by the Federal Reserve, U.S. government has come up with a plan. This new plan involves doubling down on the same irresponsible fiscal behavior which brought us to this nightmare scenario in the first place, which is hundreds of billions in new spending. The Schumer-Manchin tax bill, known as the Inflation Reduction Act, which passed the Senate on Sunday, raises taxes and allocates a whopping $80 billion to the Internal Revenue Service so they can increase enforcement. Just how big is whopping? They propose to increase is more than six times the current annual budget. More than six times the current annual budget of the IRS, which is $12.6 billion. But let me tell you something, folks. The IRS should start with getting their own house in order. They just shredded 30 million documents, and they said they weren't crucial. They're liars. They're liars.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have just received a new shipment of freeze-dried food, and we have a new website where you can purchase it. It's wvwtvstore.com. That's the new website, wvwtvstore.com. Again, WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, wvwtvstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life. All the details are there, 2,000 calories a day. Great description of exactly each entree, what you're getting. We have the 2-week plan, we have the 4-week plan, we have the 3-month plan, 6-month plan, and many of you have asked for a plan that's 1 year, a 1-year food supply. That's what I have. And many of you have asked for that. We added it. It's all available now at wvwtvstore.com. Now, I do want to tell you, on some of it, we're eating some of the cost of the shipping. In other words, we're not charging you for some of these plans, what the shipping actually cost us. We're going to go ahead and eat the cost of some of the shipping. And if you want to know why shipping is expensive, well, for like the 1-year plan, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. So again, you need to know that we're not charging you what the full price of the shipping is, because again, we're trying to be reasonable here. Look, we want to offer you this service. We appreciate your buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We know you could buy it somewhere else, but when you buy it from us, you're also helping to support WVW Broadcast Network. Now, again, as we get into the fall, there's talk of pandemics and rolling blackouts and World War III and all the things that are going on in this world. The demand for freeze-dried food is going back up. We've actually had times and periods where the company says to us, we can't provide you with anything for right now. You're going to have to wait a few weeks. In some cases, they've even said a few months. We had to flip to another company because the company we were originally with stopped making it available to us as a distributor for months. So we have a great company we're working with. We appreciate them. We're getting shipments. But folks, when the demand kicks in, we can't guarantee you we can get it. If we can't get it, we can't offer it to you. So I would urge you to order while we can get it to you. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also text Melissa at that number and give her your name and your number and say, hey, call me when you can. She's swamped, folks. So be patient with her. She's absolutely swamped. But you can text her at 901-825-0652 or call her. Better to text her if you can, and then she'll call you as soon as she's able to. 901-825-0652. Otherwise, place your order. at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, while we have it and while we can ship it to you. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. So the government, the IRS, destroyed 30 million documents recently. My accountant told me this morning he has sent off no less than 15 letters. He's had to dictate and send off no less than 15 letters for his clients who had papers that he sent in to the IRS that were in this 30 million that were shredded and destroyed, and he had to take his time and refile that paperwork, send a letter with the copy of the paperwork they shredded. And of course, if he charges the client, now the client's getting billed because the IRS are a bunch of morons that are so busy wanting to audit the living daylights out of average Americans, but the IRS itself couldn't stand up to an audit. The IRS itself could not stand up to an audit. Neither could the Pentagon. This government, by the way, is missing trillions of dollars. Did you know that? I got to sneeze. Hang on. I guess I don't. This government is missing trillions and trillions of dollars. It's gone. The government cannot tell you where it went. There are people out there writing about it. Where do you think that trillions of dollars went? It went somewhere. What is it being used for? What's being funded? No central government can't account for trillions. They shred documents. They shouldn't be shredding. But you better keep every tax receipt. So what is this all about? It's about going after average Americans. In fact, according to an analysis from the Credit Suisse, there are roughly 788 billion billionaires in the U.S. Only 788 billionaires in the United States. So under 1,000. Roughly 89,510 people worth more than $50 million. If the establishment was truly concerned about going after the wealthy, they would only have about 90,000 folks to monitor. So under 100,000 to monitor. And if they doubled their ranks, it would mean nearly two IRS agents per extremely wealthy individual. Well, over at the Free Thought Project, they say, in reality, this new army of wage thieves will be enforcing a system of slavery on 99% of Americans below the wealthy range. In fact, there's another, this article, by the way, is linked over at my website, worldviewreport.com. There's another one here. Former IRS whistleblower says government will target middle class under Dems inflation bill. And they go into the fact that you can expect this army of IRS agents to go after average Americans. Average Americans who are making $75,000 a year are under. Americans with an annual income of less than $75,000 will be subjected to nearly 711,000 new IRS audits under the legislation, according to a House GOP analysis. That used historic audit rates. By comparison, individuals making more than $500,000 will receive about 95,000 additional audits as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act. They're going to be going after the average American. This is all about intimidation. I interviewed a lady last night. You'll find it at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. She talks about her family and what happened to her family under communist countries. And this is, she's third generation of fighting the communists. She talked about her family used to see dead bodies in the trees. When they were trying to flee the communists, they would see dead bodies in the trees. And she said the dead bodies were for one reason, to scare the living daylights out of people. And I went on to explain the IRS agents and all these things going on in our country to raid on Trump. I said, this is the metaphorical dead bodies hanging in the trees. These, my friends, are the metaphorical dead bodies hanging in the trees to scare the American people. But how did we get to where you have 87,000 IRS agents? You expand the government. How did we expand the government? By expanding the money supply to pay for it all. And that used to be the check and balance against a growing government. If you don't have the money to pay for it, backed up by gold, you can't do it. And it held the government in check. Don't you think the founding fathers did this for a reason? Of course they did. Of course they did. Listen to what Peter Schiff goes on to say.
Now, during the decade of the 1960s, despite its unprecedented global economic dominance, the U.S. government finally ran up against those limits. Lyndon Johnson had launched a war on poverty with great society programs like Medicare and Medicaid, while also waging a shooting war in Vietnam. And we funded the Apollo space program, ultimately landing men on the moon in 1969.
Okay, so the war on poverty, LBJ, the war on poverty, the Vietnam War, and landing the man on the moon. We spent an awful lot of money. And now we're getting to the point where we're butting up against that ceiling, thanks to the gold standard.
But back on Earth, the U.S. government lacked the money to pay for both guns and butter, so it began running large deficits to cover the shortfall, which the Federal Reserve promptly monetized. In other words, the Federal Reserve was actually doing quantitative easing decades before the term would actually be coined.
Okay, so that's what I was saying to you a while ago. Even before the gold window was closed, there was still already the expansion of the money supply. But not anything like what's about to happen.
But our foreign creditors got wise. They knew the U.S. was issuing more Federal Reserve notes than it had gold to back them up. Foreign central banks began redeeming their Federal Reserve notes for gold. The biggest drain coming from France. If the U.S. kept spending and the Fed kept printing, the United States would have lost all of its gold reserves. So Nixon faced a difficult political choice to prevent that from happening. One option was to cut government spending or maybe raise taxes dramatically or some combination of the two, turning those large budget deficits into surpluses, thus enabling the Federal Reserve to withdraw from circulation all of those extra notes that had been put into circulation to finance prior deficits. This would have forced the U.S. into a severe recession, and it would have allowed consumer prices to fall back down to levels that would have been consistent with a $35 gold price. Now, the second option was a major devaluation of the dollar. This would have meant that the official gold price would have had to have risen to a much higher level that would have been consistent with the greater supply of Federal Reserve notes, and it would have matched the increase in prices of other goods and services that had already resulted from the massive inflation that the Federal Reserve had already created to fund government spending. However, even this embarrassing option, if chosen, would have required government to bring deficits under control to prevent future devaluations from having to take place. Now, since neither of these options was politically appealing, Nixon found an expedient way out. He actually cheated. He stopped the gold drain not by reimposing fiscal responsibility, but simply by closing the gold window. And despite his initial claim that this move was just temporary, the window has remained shut ever since. Nixon's initial plan was to reopen the window with a higher gold price. But after two devaluations that raised the official price of gold to $42.22 by February of 1973, Nixon realized that a far greater devaluation would be required. And since that was politically unthinkable, the temporary closure became permanent. The economic consequences were clear. Initially, without gold backing, the purchasing power of Federal Reserve notes collapsed. Prices soared. By 1980, the price of gold had risen from $35 an ounce to $850. The price of oil rose from just under $3 a barrel in 1970 to just under $40 in 1980. As consumer prices soared, the economy stagnated. The economic condition, which actually confounded Keynesian economists, who at the time thought a combination of high inflation and high unemployment was impossible, became known as stagflation. The loss of purchasing power took a heavy toll on American paychecks.
All right, now, they're going to accomplish a couple things here. And I don't know if they meant to do it or not. But what they were able to do is not only grow the size of government, but help with the destruction of the American family and entrepreneur. Which we know that's what Keynesian economics is all about, because John Maynard Keynes always said that. By a continuous process of inflation, we steal the majority of the people's wealth, and not one man in a million will know what we're doing. But by closing the gold window, expanding the money supply, driving inflation up, everything becomes more expensive. Again, go look at that chart since 1971 for the price of everything. Cars, houses, gold, silver. Go look at the chart. By doing this, you're forcing mom into the workforce. Now you got latchkey kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So by doing this, they not only grew the size of government, they were able to declare war on the traditional family and a patriarchal society where dad was the one that brought home the paycheck. Mom cared for the home and the kids. And we had a very traditional Ward Cleaver, June Cleaver, Brady Bunch type family. Well, this expansion of the money supply really helped to create the war on traditional values, traditional sex roles. Watch this.
You know, prior to the 1970s, a married American man could support a family. It didn't matter the type of job that he had, if he had a college degree or even a high school diploma. A grown American man working a full-time job could support a wife and his children on a single paycheck, and he can do it all without going into debt. But the inflation of the 1970s so eroded the value of those paychecks that by the 1980s, married women were forced to enter the workforce in droves to make up for the loss. And this represented a significant decline in the American standard of living. The U.S. dollar itself, now backed by nothing, lost about 70% of its...
By the way, it's a very good point. The standard of living declined. You go back and you watch Leave It to Beaver. You watch those shows where Ward Cleaver is the one working, June staying at home and take care of the kids, cooking and take care of the house and shopping and managing the budgets and all that. And you look at their lifestyle. That was not fake. That was the American lifestyle. The home, the decor, the furniture, the draperies, the yard, the cars. This was their standard of living. And you look at that now and you go, man alive, they lived a really nice standard of living. How'd they do that? On one paycheck. You think, that's fake. That's fake. You know, what was Ward doing? Robbing banks? It just didn't work it into the show plot? How's he living so nice? I'm telling you how he did it.
Its value relative to other foreign currencies before finally stabilizing under the combination of then-President Ronald Reagan and then-Fed Chief Paul Volcker, during which interest rates initially rose as high as 20% to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, and by the way, you guys remember that? Mortgage interest rates, 18, 19, 20%. How many people understand the anniversary that just took place 3 days ago, August 15th, the 51st anniversary of the closing of the gold window by Richard Nixon? How many understand what I just explained? And how it fits in with the war on the family, the war on marriage, the war on liberty and freedom? By expanding the size of government. 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829.
In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency, combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians, have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet, that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorists. We now know that the World Economic Forum, openly in their own documents, is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
one 800 347 1-800-347-9829. Let me go to the end of this video by Peter Schiff. I'm skipping ahead while you get on the line because he's going somewhere with it, and it fits with the digital dollar and everything I've been telling you guys about. Listen to this.
Soon, the world will go off the dollar standard. And for Americans, the economic and financial consequences will be even more devastating. Just like Charles de Gaulle of France could read the writing on the wall back in the 1960s, we can read that writing today. The quantitative easing that began following the 2008 financial crisis far exceeds the QE program of the 1960s. Gold is as underpriced today in 2021 as it was 50 years ago in 1971. In fact, on the same day that Nixon took us off the gold standard, he also announced a misguided effort to control inflation with the temporary imposition of wage and price controls. And the reason for such a draconian move was that the government and the entire nation had become very concerned about an annual inflation rate that for the first time exceeded 4%. Now, it's important to point out that today's official annual inflation rate already well exceeds that rate, and it would exceed it by a much larger margin if we still measured prices using the same CPI that we used to measure them back then.
And we don't. That's the point. So your real inflation rate, folks, is much, much higher, as I've been telling you, because they don't use the same standard as they did in the early 1980s. So our inflation rate, we've moved from inflation to superinflation, as I call it, and we're headed toward hyperinflation. I can promise you that right now. And then, of course, you talk about the what is backing the dollar? Well, it has historically been what? Not gold and silver. They closed the gold window, 71, 51 years ago this week. What it is now has been that it's traded on the world market, used on the world market for trading oil with the petrodollar. We cut a deal, Nixon cut a deal with Saudi Arabia. By the way, I've shown you the satellite photos of the Patriot missiles pulled out of Saudi Arabia by the Biden regime. And now who's rushing in and signed a security deal with Saudi Arabia? Russia. What is Saudi Arabia now talking about doing? trading oil on the world market, trading oil in the world market, no longer with the dollar with some trades. So you're about to kiss the world petrodollar, the American dollar, goodbye. And watch how many Americans who have had plenty of warning from this broadcast, although I do not give financial advice, I give financial opinion, but you've had plenty of warning and they will do nothing. And their savings, their life savings, will go to doing, well, what happened to that poor lady in Zimbabwe, Melissa Tate's mom, when $200,000 ended up buying two bags of groceries. And yet Americans, again, because they aren't educated in grabbing knowledge, will be destroyed. It's not hard to see if you just keep up with what's going on. Let's go to the phone lines. Paul from Phoenix, Arizona. Paul, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, Paul.
Brandon, thanks. One thing you mentioned before the break was when women entered the workforce, we increased the supply of laborers, which supply and demand, you bring up supply and demand goes down, that affected wages dramatically in the late 70s, early 80s, and it's never recovered. That's not a criticism against women or men or anyone. It's just the hard, cold facts.
Absolutely. Many men were competing with women for jobs.
And I'm okay with that, but I'm saying the supply increased, and in any market, you can increase the supply, prices are going to go down.
Yep.
Look at the housing. Supplies down, prices are up. That's just natural economics. The left doesn't understand that.
Great point, Paul. Great point. Angie from Kansas, line two. Angie, thanks for calling in, Angie.
I absolutely love your show. Thank you, Brandon, for doing this today. This is most awesome. My grandma was born in 1903, and she had a sixth grade education. My dad was born in 1926, and he had an eighth grade graduation, later got his GED. And both of them, when I was a child, told me that this day was going to come. They understood our economic system so much better than what the average person does today. And I thank you, and I hope you write a book about all this, because I absolutely love the historical facts that you have in your books.
Thank you. You're very kind, Angie. Thank you. Leroy from Texas. Leroy, thanks for calling in, Leroy.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I was just going to say thanks for the show. I want to say that, you know, I'm a current employee of a ranch in Texas. I just got rid of my company building buildings, and I know what you're talking about on the CPA and on the reports. You know, I don't think it's going to be just the small people either. I think they're going to go after even these smaller CPAs who handle small businesses. You know, a guy like me, I've got two girls in college. Money's tight as it is, and it's only getting worse from a silly government. That's all I can say about it. Their spending has gotten so outrageous that it's to the point where I really wish everybody just get on the bandwagon and say, you know what, we're just going to withhold taxes and not pay it to the government no more. At least you would get them under control.
Yeah, and you wonder, again, if a, you know, Boston Tea Party type thing would work, you know, no taxation without representation, and we're certainly not being represented, and they're stealing so much that doesn't rightfully belong to them. But you know what's very interesting? I've thought about that before, Leroy. What would happen if Americans just decided to stop paying taxes? Well, I think it was Greenspan who said, we don't need the tax base. We could actually just inflate the currency, modern monetary theory. So I think that actually might play into their hand. That would allow them to expand and collapse the dollar and destroy us all in the process. They might actually invite that in order to speed things up, in order to put more people into poverty. So the sad thing is they've got us in a box. And if the American people try to start doing certain things to put pressure to get the federal government back under control, a lot of that stuff just backfires, or they want it to happen. So I hear what you're saying, but I think about how they would respond to it. Greenspan's already said we could just print the money. Let's go to, I think it's Allie in Wisconsin, line four.
It's Kyle. Brandon, it's Kyle.
Oh, well, they don't have your name right. Sorry about that. It's spelled A-Y-L-E on the screen, so sorry.
No worries, my friend. The power to tax is the power to kill.
Yes.
And they got Capone on taxes. And if you look at Justice Roberts in Obamacare, he switched it from an individual mandate to a tax. so it would be acceptable. If you make something, anything, a tax on guns, a tax on ammo, well, it's a tax. That's constitutional.
Yep. Very great call. Thank you, Kyle. All right, folks. Again, history lesson. We love history here because it helps us understand what's going on. Most people would never equate the massive takeover of our government and the size, the expansion, with what happened 51 years ago this week, the closing of the gold window, but now you do. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to mypillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.